This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Colorado Springs police are investigating an overnight auto pedestrian crash and assault. Police called to the area of Tejon and Pikes Peak just after 1 o'clock this morning. Police say that the victim exited a vehicle to fight a group of people in the middle of that intersection. They were knocked to the ground and then hit by a vehicle that they exited. That vehicle left the scene. The victim was taken to an area hospital for treatments of serious injuries. Anyone with new information is asked to call the Colorado Springs Police Department. One person dead following a shooting in central Colorado Springs. The shooting was reported just after 2 o'clock this morning near the New Havana Grill by Academy and Maysland. The investigation is still early. We're working to get more information about this and what led up to that shooting. One person dead after a motorcycle hit a parked car. Police were called to the 1100 block of Old Dutch Mill Road near Garden of the Gods and Chestnut shortly after 7 o'clock last night. Investigators believe the rider failed to make a right turn when they hit a parked car. The major crash team is continuing to investigate that accident. And another motorcyclist is being treated for life-threatening injuries after a crash on Thursday night. The crash taking place at Boulder and Union just before 6:30 last night. Police say the SUV and the motorcycle were involved. The police department spent over 3 hours processing that scene last night. The investigation is continuing in Pueblo after three high school students were robbed at gunpoint when they were walking home from school. Sabrina Valdez's son was walking home yesterday after just his second day of high school when a carload full of suspects robbed them of their shoes, backpacks, and phones. Pueblo police say they have arrested 18-year-old Omar Vasquez on charges of aggravated robbery. Police believe that three suspects were inside that car. It was stolen out of Colorado Springs, all of them armed. With the help of Colorado Springs police, they located Velasquez's car and arrested her, but psychological impacts will linger for Valdez and her children.
Tricking up, my seven-year-old is pretty, Mom, are they going to come back after us? Can we wear our shoes to school? And I'm like, you're not walking from school. I'm picking you up. But still there again, you know, to have a seven-year-old worried if they're going to be safe at school, that's another issue.
Police were also saying that the evidence suggests that the same suspects robbed several other students in the area Wednesday afternoon. They were conducting follow-up interviews in an effort to get all of them off the streets. And finally, first responders in Pueblo are getting some practice so they'll be ready for a major disaster. Emergency responders work with local hospitals and students from Pueblo County High School over a staged mass casualty exercise yesterday. It was an outdoor concert event or area in southeast part of Pueblo. Firefighters did triage on students pretending to be injured. After a propane tank exploded at the concert, ambulances and medical helicopters helped remove the injured from the area while the hospitals went through their procedures for prioritizing treatment. It's the second disaster exercise held in the county this year.
Field showers and storms, mainly west of I-25 in the Pikes Peak region. Of course, as we move through the overnight hours, clouds will continue to increase, temperatures in the 60s. We'll see more clouds and sunshine through the weekend with afternoon storm chances both Saturday and Sunday and slightly cooler temperatures in the 60s and 70s. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.